Well, first of all, I'd like to wish all of you Merry Christmas. It's now 12:30, so we're well into the 25th of December. I have three short reflections for us tonight, because I know we're all tired, and it's important that we stay awake for the rest of the Mass. So I'm going to talk about three things: about Christmas being for families, about Christmas always being about going home, and Christmas about being a time of surprises. First of all, Christmas is about family. I've been preoccupied for the last several months preparing for the World Meeting of Families, which will take place here in Philadelphia next September. You probably all know by now that our good Holy Father Pope Francis will be joining us in Philadelphia for that celebration. So family's on my mind. But even if it weren't, I think it's obvious from our own experiences and from looking at the scriptures that Christmas is essentially about family. At first, Christmas was a result of decisions by families. The decision of Mary to say yes to being the mother of Jesus, this decision of Joseph to take Mary as his wife, the decisions that they made about following the law and going to Bethlehem to be part of the census. God chose to give himself to us through Jesus Christ in the context of a family. And I think all of us, as we gather for Christmas, experience at the heart of our celebrations, in addition to it being the birth of Jesus, being a time for family celebrations. So I ask you to join me just for a brief moment in reflecting about your own family life. If the members of your family are here with you, take a look at them and be grateful to God for that gift. You know, we're grateful for our parents, we're grateful for our children, we're grateful for our spouses. God has given us life in the context of family. And the decisions of our parents, and we're grateful for that. And our gratitude should express itself by our commitment to live our own family life with a great deal more intensity, to be more faithful in our commitments to one another in our families. And as we give thanks and praise to God for the gift of new life that comes to us in Jesus Christ, we ask him to give new life to our families, so that we not only prepare in an external way for the coming of the Pope and the celebration of the World Meeting of Families, but that we do that in our own hearts by making deeper commitments to those we love. Secondly, Christmas is always about going home. I think it's probably the busiest travel time of the year here in the United States, because most of us want to get home for Christmas. Perhaps some of you have come back to Philadelphia this week to be with your families for Christmas. One of the favorite Christmas carols that's been popular since the 1940s is a song that Bing Crosby sang in 1943 during World War II, "I'll Be Home for Christmas, at least in my dreams." You know, it's something that is part of the Christmas season. Our desire to be home. We long to be home. We long for the security of our families. We long to be accepted. And Christmas is always about going home, even from the very beginning, because Joseph and Mary went home to their ancestral home in Bethlehem, where Jesus was born. So we thank God not only for our families, but for our homes, a place where we're loved and where we're secure. And I invite all of you, especially some of you who might not come to Mass very often, to see the church as your home. And perhaps coming to church today on Christmas Eve, on the Midnight Mass, is a time for you to renew your own commitment to the family of the church. Come home, to be part of this family of faith that we call the Catholic Church. And most of all, it's a time about going home because Jesus, when he became man, decided to make his home among us. He loves us. Being with us is his home. And he invites us to find our home with him, to have a place in our hearts for the Lord and Creator of the universe, who desires to have his home with us. Finally, Christmas is a time of surprises. I think that all of us remember the times when we were children, when we couldn't wait till we woke up on Christmas morning to find the surprises under the Christmas tree. You know, we like to be surprised, at least in a happy way, by the hidden gifts that we didn't know we were going to get, and thinking about the gifts that we might receive. Well, Christmas was a time of surprises from the very beginning. You know, Mary was surprised that she was to be the mother of our Savior. Joseph was surprised that the woman he had decided to marry was with child by the Holy Spirit. You know, the early church was surprised by the fact that God decided to become a man. And he was surprised by the fact that when God decided to come among us, he came as a child. And not only did he come as a child, but he came to a poor family and not to a palace, to an out-of-the-way place in Bethlehem rather than in Jerusalem, the center of attention of that community at that time. He came to poor shepherds. And God continues to surprise us and will surprise us today by coming to us if we open our hearts to receive him. And it's obvious from the first Christmas that God is in love with smallness. And the reason he became a child was to be small in order to get our attention. And the way to happiness for us is our willingness to also become children, to become small, to become humble, to imitate the humility of God who took on our human flesh to become one of us. Allow God to surprise you this Christmas. And if you do that, your life will be changed and transformed. So we gather tonight to give praise and glory to God. Thank God for our families, to thank God for our homes, and to thank God for surprising us by loving us so much. We ask, Lord, to let our celebration tonight transform our lives.